You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and State of the State Address took place last night. The governor delivered that virtually, and as tradition here on News Radio KMAN, we follow up with our area lawmakers to kind of get their response, and we're pleased to be joined by newly elected 67th District Commissioner Mike Dodson, former Manhattan City Commissioner and Mayor. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, you're more than welcome. Good to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. Well, it's the governor delivered her remarks last night. Curious, did you get a chance to watch it live, or did you catch it later on last night?
I actually watched it live, as well as Ty Masterson's remarks afterwards. And I think overall, what I was looking for is some transparency and also some lowered rhetoric. And I think by and large, the rhetoric was a bit lowered. And the reason I say that is, you know, emotions right now are particularly bruised. So I think we really have to be calm as we go about our business in order to achieve what we want to do as a unified body.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it. It's kind of a polarizing time in politics at the national level, and that kind of bleeds over a little bit at the state level. You know, I know she talks a lot about her agenda, and the legislature maybe not going to be in favor of some of the things that she wants to get accomplished. But is there a window for some sort of compromise agreement here, do you think, in the new session?
I think there is. But again, I say, you know, we need to look at each other as partners and not somehow as adversaries. There are a lot of, I think, commonalities. And, you know, on the budget, without seeing the details, the top line comments are interesting, and I like the idea of stopping the Bank of Kansas, which usually means taking money away from things like KDOT and CAPERS. I do think that there may be some attempt to provide tax reduction, given what she said about the $600 million. Plus, but I would argue that we need to really practice some stability. And that will mean if we do have a plus in the revenue side, that we not just spend it, but we put it in a reserve fund so that we flatten out future years. And the future years show that we are actually achieving some pluses of revenue over expense. Then that's the time to talk about tax reductions. But for the near term, I argue for some stability.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge that you guys have here is just the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know yet what 2021 is going to look like. I think a lot of us think maybe 2022 could be a kind of an interesting year as well. And there's other things to worry about, obviously flooding, fires, other emergencies that will come up between there. Of course, we live in Tornado Alley, so you don't know what other disaster we may have.
Yeah, both in the Army and certainly in business, as I was just before I came back to Manhattan, the thing that in particular businessmen look for is stability. That is, do I have certainty so that I can make the investments that I need to make so that I can grow my business? And I think most people behave that way as well as individuals. So I think that will be important. She does have this economic development framework, which we haven't seen, but would be most welcome. I think when I was talking to some folks around town here, they said that it had been something like 8 to 12 years since he really had one of those. And obviously, progress is very hard to make, particularly on the state level for economic development, if you don't have a plan. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And do you anticipate seeing that some sort of framework for that in the coming days?
I do. I was told that it was already on the governor's desk, but I'm on the Commerce Committee, so I was hopeful that we'd see that pretty soon. So I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Representative Mike Dodson here from the 67th District, representing Manhattan. You know, obviously there's going to be some push and shove on some of the major bills. Medicaid expansion is going to come up again, I'm certain. I know the governor talked about that in her State of the State address. Do you foresee any budge here? Will we see any progress on that? I know the Democrats have been trying to get that pushed through for a while, and there is some Republican agreement on that as well.
Yeah, you know, I think that at least we can have a mature discussion on that. And I would just say that there are a lot of representatives from more rural counties and districts that where their constituents really argue for some kind of Medicaid expansion. So, you know, if we do the kind of the deep look and get this thing sorted out a little bit, I think there's quite a bit of support that was unrecognized for this maybe 2 or 4 years ago. So at least we need to have the discussion. I know kind of on the surface, there's those that say, well, the governor's going to push it, but the Republicans are going to resist it. But again, let's have the discussion and see where the truth lies.
That's a very good point. I don't think they even debated it last year, or at least for a while they weren't debating it. Everything kind of gets scrambled at the end of the session, which ended so quickly and abruptly last year. I asked this of one of your colleagues, Representative Carlin, earlier, but is there any concern about security at the State House in Topeka with everything that's been going on lately here, what we saw in D.C.?
Well, I think we've had enough warning now that the folks that are charged with protection of the facility and the people inside are well prepared to do whatever. Some folks asked me, well, do you think you ought to go up there? And I said, absolutely, you have to be there. You cannot let just a few handfuls of maybe some groups that are not so good and some groups that are well-meaning but get caught up in the fray. You can't let that deter the taking care of the business for the people. So, yeah, I think, as an old soldier, it doesn't worry me, but I do understand others being somewhat concerned.
Yeah, we're speaking with Representative Mike Dodson here as legislative session now underway. Governor had her State of the State address last night. You know, another thing she talked about was the need for broadband internet, and I know you're a champion of that. You want to see more and more of that, especially in the rural areas. Do you think we'll make some progress on that front here in 2021?
Well, I do. I think a lot of that initiative will come out of the Federal Communications Corporation. They've got about $9.2 billion, I think, is the number that will go out in contracts. And I think, as we discussed before, there are probably four or five companies here in Kansas that have indicated interest in bidding on some specific areas in Kansas. And, you know, having talked to the folks on the school board and some others and some businessmen, it's particularly critical for places that are underserved, like in western Kansas. If we want to have economic development in the state of Kansas, we have to have kind of the top tier of IT offerings that we can give, and have to have the ability of school kids to connect on their laptops. There's these stories of kids having to have their moms and dads taken to a parking lot to get connectivity and work on their schoolwork in the back seat of the car, which is just not acceptable. So we do have a lot of work to do. But in general terms, IT is not in good shape. You know, we saw what happens with unemployment and unemployment requests that aren't being processed at a very good rate. And that just shows you, you've got to analyze the kind of the infrastructure of government all the time, because you can't let things go unattended for 10 years and expect them to work in times of emergency.
That's a very good point. I mean, you know, we were having this conversation, I know, in the newsroom the other day that, you know, internet, I think one day will be a utility, just like water, electricity. I mean, it's such a necessity anymore to do business, and we've seen that here firsthand just during the pandemic.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, as we discussed before, you know, if you imagine the future in 20 years, we all would have thought, well, we'll be doing a lot more on the internet, both for learning and doing transactions and business and buying things. And this pandemic essentially thrust us into the future a lot quicker than we anticipated. So it gave us a glimpse and allowed us to learn some lessons.
Absolutely. Well, and Representative Dodson, I know you got to get running, or you got to get to Topeka. So we appreciate the time here this morning, and we will definitely follow up with you here coming up during the legislative session.
Do you have just a moment on the pandemic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
I just want to say that kind of on the top line here, as an old soldier, you know, we approached this thing in the beginning. The rhetoric was that we have a war and a common enemy. And my disappointment is that we let each state and county basically do what it wanted. And I'm thinking, you know, if I was a commander in the Army at this time and an enemy was coming, can you imagine the lack of coordination and the chaos that would result if all of the battalions and the companies did what they wanted? I just can't imagine. And then, you know, all we asked was the sacrifice of a mask and social distancing. And in World War II, you know, we had rationing of salt, we had rationing of sugar, we had rationing of rubber, steel. And the people in Kansas have this kind of heritage of self-sacrifice and helping neighbors. And so it's just hard to understand how this lack of adherence has surfaced. And it's resulted to both a harm to our business and also the loss of our loved ones. And now we're in the administration of vaccines, and luckily we have phases lined out. But, you know, the anxiety continues to grow. And as an Army guy, I don't understand why we have such a lack of planning. We've known the vaccinations were coming for a long time. And the very basics we need are, what are the phases of the categories? How are the people going to be notified? And then where are the shots to be given? I mean, those are very basic things that don't rely on the timing of the release of the vaccine. And you can do that on a yellow pad of paper pretty fast. So I'm disappointed in kind of how we're reacting to that and the lack of planning. And, you know, I'm listening up there in Topeka, as well as watching my own emails and the frustration that people are expressing from their constituents is pretty high. And, you know, people are spending a lot of time answering the telephones trying to tell people to hold on, or they don't have the information yet. A lot of that time could be better spent. So I just think we need to get a plan out to people as soon as we can and not wait on somebody else to tell us how to do it.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well, Representative Dodson, thank you so much, and we will look forward to talking to you more here during the session.
Okay, well, it's always great to be with you, and thanks for allowing folks to have this kind of a platform to respond to constituent questions or kind of just have these kinds of discussions.